Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
OTA day number 4 out in Ashburn. Ben Standing is there. Usually it's Monday and Friday, but we haven't talked in a while. We caught up a little bit yesterday for the first time in a week or so. And Max and I just spent the first hour kind of talking through all that I missed. And I'll start where we finished up, and that is, did you get any sense, and I've read some of the transcripts from Quinn in Kingsbury from last week, but did you get any sense that anybody was even mildly irritated that Terry, Tunsil, Lattimore, any one of the three weren't there for any of the OTA days last week?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure it's got to be hard for these coaches, you know, who, you know, they want everybody pulling, you know, the same way. And, you know, you typically expect guys at practice. But, you know, look, these are voluntary. You know, over the years when you hear coaches talk about this, it's almost like they're talking to themselves when they say, hey, it's voluntary, yada, yada, yada. Like, you know, they don't quite buy it, but that's the rules and they have to live with it. So, you know, look, the fact in this case that Terry was around with the team before they went on the field, you know, he's been in the building and all that, so it's not like he's been a complete MIA or anything.
Right.
So, you know, it is what it is. I didn't get any sense of annoyance. I think they understand how this game works.
Do we have any sense of what their true behind closed doors conversations about expectations related to Marshawn Lattimore are?
I think the reality is, look, they spent some good, you know, assets to get him. He makes pretty good salary. He's had a pretty good career. I think they imagine they're getting a guy that can be a difference maker at that position. But that said, obviously last year was largely a rough one because of the injuries. And then when he, you know, did return in the postseason, it was, the Tampa game and the Philly game were not his best efforts. So, you know, I think the health thing is the, for me, is like the number one question, because the hamstring issue wasn't just last year.
Right.
It has gone on for a few years. So, you know, he wasn't there last week. We'll see about today. We do get to talk to Joe Witt Jr. today, so I imagine that Lattimore will come up in that conversation. And, you know, I think for me, it really is just kind of like you asked about Terry not being there. You know, Lattimore also wasn't there. Same with Tunsil. Those guys have been around the league a long time, so, you know, again, they can do what they want. But Lattimore, I'm like, all right, I kind of want to see what he looks like. You know, is he practicing? Does he look full go? We all remember when Curtis Samuel that one year, you know, when he was, like, constantly on the side field and this, that, and the other, and you're like, oh, boy, what's going on here? You know, where are we at with Lattimore? If he's practicing every day and he looks good, then, you know, okay. You know, I'm sure he'd have a better year. not getting traded midseason. He's not having to learn a new defense, all that stuff. But the health part of it, to me, is the big part. So, you know, I need to hear more or see him, you know, in terms of how does he look and how they're treating him. If we're getting, like, on the second or third day of practicing, or maybe it's like when we get to training camp and he's sitting out, you're like, what's going on here? But we'll see.
How's Sam Cosmi doing?
Dan Quinn said last week that he was meeting all the mile markers through the process. He passed on giving any kind of timeline, which, you know, you can imagine. He said everything is going well. But, you know, they're going to, you know, not rush him, all that. So, it seems like it's going fine. I do, you know, it will be an interesting question to see, you know, how close he is to play when the season starts. Just based on the math, the calendar, I don't imagine he'll be playing week one. But, you know, who knows? Like, you know, I know it's a different deal. But, like, isn't Stephon Diggs, like, he's practicing with the Patriots, and he had, I think, an ACL like 7 months ago. So,
his was midseason. Cosmi's was in the next to last game of the year for them against Detroit, right?
Sure. Right. Yeah. But I just mean, like, I think the timeline is like 7 months for him.
Yeah.
Since the injury. So, you know, you never know how these things go. You know, 9 to 12 months is how I generally look at it. 9 months would be sort of, you know, late September kind of. So we'll see. But, you know, look, they also brought in, you know, a few guys that could fill in that spot. The, you know, the drafting Josh Connerly at a minimum just means there's another guy who can, they have just another body that they could throw into that mix. Even if that means Coleman or Wiley is the guy. So they have options if they need it. But, hopefully he's back, you know, sooner than later.
I talked to you yesterday, not on the air, but you mentioned some of the things that Kingsbury had said and Quinn had said last week. And I went back and read some of the transcripts. I found something interesting that we didn't talk about. And I'm wondering if you had the same takeaway. I think actually one of the answers was to one of your questions. I think so. Kingsbury emphasized or seemed to be most excited about what the offensive line can be this year versus last year. Obviously, they added Laremy Tunsil in a massive trade. They drafted Josh Connerly Jr. But I thought that there was, I read it, you heard it, and tone sometimes is everything. But that last year, it was, you know, something of an issue at times. This year, he feels great and he's excited about it. Did you hear something similar?
Yeah, I did for sure. You know, I remember a few months ago when they made the Tunsil trade, and you and I were debating, you know, were they all in, or how aggressive was this, or whatever. The larger point for me is like, hey, this is the one position, offensive line, that they did go, they spent their assets on, between, you know, trading, you know, and losing three picks in the Tunsil trade, and then using a first round pick on Connerly. It can't be a coincidence that they're going, you know, that it just worked out that way. You know, that is an area where they're like, we have to improve this. And I think that was, you know, obvious. I mean, you know, Jaden Daniels erased so many issues because of his mobility, but, you know, we could still see the pass rushers getting in, and then, you know, the run game, you know, faded over the second half of the year, and Laremy Tunsil wasn't really brought in per se for that, but, you know, I imagine he'll still be an upgrade there as well. So yeah, I think collectively, you know, if you have a good offensive line, you can be a little closer to average in other spots. It just doesn't work the other way around at all, and I think that's why, you know, every time people want to say, hey, they got to go out and sign some T. Higgins type guy for a 4-year deal for whatever, I'm like, no, that's not how you build an offense. You build from the line and then go from there, and they clearly did that. And, you know, look, also, you know, what was the note that Adam Peters said Cliff Kingsbury left for him before the draft started? You know, go get the Oregon tackle. Like, he didn't say, you know, I'm taking this as like, that was he didn't leave six notes. He just left the one note. This isn't the Emmanuel Forbes video of Ron Rivera driving in. And you can imagine they made like six of those. I believe Kingsbury, like, get me a tackle. Go get somebody like that. 'Cause that's what we need. Yeah.
Yeah, and he specifically mentioned the team that won the Super Bowl, that's where they've invested. And, you know, for him, he's got to deal with their D-line. Their O-line's really good, but their D-line obviously is good as well. And, look, it's changed. You know, no Milt Williams, no Josh Sweat, right? I think those are the two. But they'll have replacements coming in. We are talking to Ben Standig, at Ben Standig on X, on Twitter. Last Man Standing is his podcast, and of course he writes for The Athletic. Do they look bigger to you on defense?
Bigger body-wise, I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they went out and got Kinlaw and Goldman, and the thing that was obvious was they wanted to get bigger. Does it look a lot bigger to you?
Yeah, right. So, like, I think I mentioned this yesterday. Because last week was in the bubble because of the rain, it was hard to see some parts of the practice because we were sort of stuck in a corner of the bubble, and the linemen were kind of on the other end. So, like, I was looking at Javon Kinlaw, but, like, it was so far away, I really did want to kind of see his, you know, his sheer size. I'm excited today because it's great weather, or, you know, at least it's sunny out, so we'll get a chance to see whatever we want, and I definitely plan on going over to the defensive side and taking a longer look at exactly that. But yeah, certainly look. I mean, you know, I know we've all lamented, hey, they didn't go out, they didn't get some sort of, you know, premier edge pass rusher, et cetera, but they definitely made a conscious effort, to me, it feels like, to address the run defense, to address, like we said, getting bigger, Kinlaw being the obvious one. Dietrich Wise is a guy that, you know, is going to be a better two-way player than some of the defensive end options they had last year. And you mentioned Eddie Goldman. I'm curious to see ultimately how that rotation works. If he's a run-stopping defensive tackle, does that mean he's playing on the early downs? If that's so, what does that do for you? Got Payne, you got Newton, you got Kinlaw. How do they work out of that rotation? But yeah, I mean, at a minimum, it feels like they did a conscious effort to get bigger and to get better on run defense. So, yeah, how it all works out, we'll see. But, yes, I'm excited to see just Kinlaw's sheer size today standing there against these other huge guys.
Seth Walder, ESPN, in a story today where they talked about three different players who are still kind of out there and potentially tradable, Kirk Cousins, Jalen Ramsey, and Trey Hendrickson. Seth Walder, ESPN.com, suggested that Trey Hendrickson get traded to Washington for Johnny Newton, a 2026 third rounder, and a 2027 seventh rounder. So Newton was, you know, an early second rounder last year, third rounder, seventh rounder. Look, I know we've had this conversation a dozen times. We've probably taken calls on it two or three times over the last few months. Hendrickson is still unhappy. There's still no new deal in Cincinnati. We still have another, you know, basically 2 months until training camp begins. If they did move Trey Hendrickson, where are you today on whether or not Washington would be the landing spot?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me.
I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I think this just depends on, you know, are you wearing your sort of head coaching hat or are you wearing your GM hat, and how those two roles look at the roster in different ways. I tend to look at it more like in the GM view, meaning longer term. They already have traded away their second and fourth round picks next year. So trading away a third as well. I mean, now you're really, you know, up against it in terms of getting younger. And, you know, look, they still have a ton of guys who are on one-year deals. So they're going to have a massive roster, either overhaul or guys are going to have to bring back. So trading away more picks after you had only five this year, to me, doesn't sound ideal. And trading Johnny Newton, who was a second-round pick last year, I know that he, you know, he was fine last year, but, you know, he didn't have any kind of an off season because of the two foot surgeries. And, you know, I'd like to see what he can do this year. I saw what Seth wrote. He pointed out that they actually have some depth at defensive tackle with Kinlaw and Goldman and Daron Payne, of course. But Johnny Newton is the young one. I mean, if we're all kind of guessing that Daron Payne could be gone.
Yeah, I made that note, too. He did not mention, you know, that if – I mean, he was part of the trade, but that's part of the depth, to your point.
Yeah, and it's also the future. I mean, you know, he's the one that if all goes well –
Well, Ben, they're in win-now mode. They're not thinking about the future. I think we've had that conversation already. I'm kidding.
Right, but that – But that's sort of my point. Like, I mean,
I'm not kidding. I just don't want to start that argument again with you.
If they traded for Trey
Hendrickson, it'd be another indication that I'm on the right side of that argument. But I want to hear what you were going to say with respect to whether or not this would be a possibility. Because let me just say now, for Newton, a third and a seventh, yes, immediately, from my standpoint. I just don't think they could get him for that amount. I think if that's a package that Cincinnati would accept, it would have been accepted before the draft.
Right. Well, so yeah, I mean, just for people who didn't see this, the article, they have like four or five different analysts throw out a trade, and they're all doing it for different teams. So I believe that I forget what the offer was, but I think they took like Detroit's offer in this bit. And I don't quite. I mean, for Cincinnati, they would have to get some type of immediate help because they're trying to win now too. So
they drafted a pass rusher in the first round. You know, obviously with the thought that it may not work out with Hendrickson.
Sure, but they just need more bodies still. Their defense was lousy last year, so
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if they are liking what they are seeing out of Daron Payne, out of Kinlaw, like if they're like, hey, you know what, these guys are ready to go. We think we're going to be really, really good this year. We'll figure out next year. Then yeah, sure. I mean, I understand making the deal, but obviously a lot of teams are going to be in the boat right now saying, hey, we need that extra piece. And so the bidding war, I would think, to your point, probably gets higher than that. I've never thought the issue with the Commanders and Hendrickson was the money. It was just the compensation with the Bengals.
Agreed.
Like I said, for me personally, I just have a hard time trading away another pick for next year and trading away the guy I just took in the second round last year. But yeah, I mean, look, if you want a guy like Trey Hendrickson, this is going to be you have to pay something. So whatever that might be, and he would obviously be, you know, in theory, a pretty significant upgrade for what they have at defensive end right now.
All right. I still have two more questions, quick ones for Ben. But real quickly, if you want to weigh in on the phones, the question is, would you do the Seth Walter suggested offer, Johnny Newton, and next year's third and seventh to Cincinnati for Trey Hendrickson? Yes or no? Why or why not? 301-230-0980. Did you see Matt Gay kick at all last week?
I don't really think so. I mean, he was out there, but I don't think I was like paying attention to that too much. Obviously, he's been a guy who's, you know, he's had good stretches. He signed a big contract with the Colts, right, a couple years ago. And, you know, he's been a Pro Bowl level kicker. He was the highest paid kicker at one point. But, you know, that position, you know, if you're not, you know, really pristine and paying a lot of money, is going to be rough. So they moved on. But hopefully, you know, this is where, you know, they were a year ago with Brandon McManus before that whole situation ended, that they have a guy that's been consistent and gives them more confidence to that spot.
You know, they went into this offseason, I think, with a need, and they addressed that need with a guy that's got, you know, big upside and has performed before. And if we aren't convinced, and I'm not yet, that the defense is going to be significantly improved, there's going to be a lot of high wire acts again next year. There are going to be a lot of games that come down to the wire. There are anyway in the NFL. But I think the offense will be in a lot of those games where they got the ball late and somebody's going to have to make a kick, or maybe Jaden just scores. Last one for you. Actually, two more. My fault. Terry, no news on him, right? But your guess would be it gets done before camp. Last time, it got done on June 28th.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I totally get why we're all talking about it. And you have to. He wasn't there. And, you know, we know there's this contract situation. But, yeah, I'm not – I remain confident that, like, this ultimately gets done. The only thing I see being any kind of potential hiccup is – you know, if you look at the top guys at the position at wide receiver, the top, say, 15 in terms of annual average salary, the only one who's older than him is Tyreek Hill. You know, so if Terry's side is pointing to, hey, his numbers are as good or better than DK Metcalf or whomever, well, sure, but those guys are younger than Terry in some cases by, you know, 2 or 3 years. That, to me, is the only thing I can sort of imagine being a hiccup. But like I said, if they're going to say they know what it is now to be a commander, well, I don't know how he's not on the poster. So I would think it ultimately gets done. And, you know, again, you know, to the point of the offensive line moves and getting Deebo Samuel, most of these moves are based on the fact that they're doing everything they can to build around the quarterback. And you're not going to take away his best weapon. So I would imagine this ultimately gets done.
All right. We won't know who's there and who isn't until what? They start practicing? Or do you have any sense if there are absences again?
I don't at this point. They're not. The team isn't, you know.
Right.
Even when we're out there, when we say, hey, is just double checking, I'm not seeing so-and-so, they're not even, like, confirming that, you know. Because sometimes, you know, a guy could be in the building, just not out of the field for whatever reason, you know, he's getting treatment or whatever. But yeah, so we won't know until we get out there and see who's there and who's not. You know, Joe Witt may say something about any, you know, Lattimore on the defensive side should that come up. But yeah, no, we won't know until we get out there.
All right, thanks, appreciate it. I'll talk to you on Friday.
Of course, man. Thanks as always. Welcome back,
Ben. Ben Standig, everybody. So if you want to weigh in on Seth Walder's suggested Washington-Cincinnati trade this morning on ESPN.com, Seth Walder's suggested trade would be for the Skins to send Johnny Newton and then next year's third rounder and seventh rounder to Cincinnati for Trey Hendrickson. I've weighed in. Max will weigh in when we come back. I'll repeat my answer as well. And phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. Would you do that deal? Yes or no? Why? Why not? Kevin Sheehan Show continues after this. You're listening to the show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.